putting his picture on the Daf Yomi website. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up Emir Tzashem on page Resh Zayin. Still in Parak Yotes, the 19th chapter of Nesilas Yesharim. So the Ramcha picks up on, if you're following in the red edition, it's the last line. The last line. So remember again, the Ramchal was describing the true leaders of Klal Yisrael, who are Moser Nefesh, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, are willing to go ahead and stand up for the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael whenever necessary. And again, when difficult times come, they don't recede into the shadows, but rather they step forward in order to be able to go ahead and, in Ramchal's words, Liftoach Sha'arei Bracha, to open up the gates of blessing. Halama Zedoma, to what can this be compared? Le'av she'ino ohiv shum adam yoser, mimishu roe she'oiv es banav ava ne'emenes. This can be compared to a person, ultimately again, who does not love any person more than someone who he sees loves his son with incredible truthfulness. So the idea is, you know, when do you have the greatest hakara, so to have the greatest gratitude towards someone? When they do something for your child, right? It's interesting. If somebody does something nice for me, that's great. But if you take care of my child, mamish, like, I'm your friend for life. So the Ramchal says it's the same thing with the Ribono Shel Olam. He says that the Ribono Shel Olam sees someone who loves his children, Klal Yisrael, and goes ahead and does something and stands up for them and helps them and does whatever is in their power to better them. So the Ribono Shel Olam has an incredible love for such an individual. V'hu davar she'ateva yo'id alav. So this is interesting. You know, the Ramchal says, there are certain things that I say, says the Ramchal, that you have to believe me. And then there are other things where you don't have to believe me because you just know I'm right. Because it's nature. So we'll say this idea that if someone, that I love a person who does things for my children, and I'll say I'd even take it a step further, someone who does things for my children, I'm even willing to look to overlook some glaring fault that person may have because I have such incredible gratitude as to what they're doing for my child. So the Ramchal says it's no different with the Ribono Shel Olam, that when he sees that I am taking care of his children, or that I'm standing up for his children, or that I love his children, that develops an incredible love between him and me. V'hu inyan kohen gadol, sha'amru alav, sha'haya lahem levakish rachmim adoram v'lo bikshu. This is actually quite interesting. So Ramchal says, this is the pshat. Remember, again, a person kills b'shogeg. They have to go to the Ir Miklat. So they stay in the Ir Miklat until when? Until the death of the Kohen Gadol. So what's the pshat? Meaning, why is the death of the Kohen Gadol linked with this individual killed b'shogeg? To which the Gemara answers, because the Kohen Gadol should have davened for rachamim, for compassion on his generation, that such things should not happen. He should have davened harder for the generation, and perhaps things would have been different. Supposed to say, see from here what? That you see, everyone thinks that the primary responsibility of the Kohen Gadol is to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So says Ramchal, you see from here, that's not the case. That the Iker Avoda, the Iker job of the Kohen Gadol, is to be an advocate for Klal Yisrael, to defend Klal Yisrael, to stand up for our Klal Yisrael, to daven for Klal Yisrael. That's his job. And the truth is, in that respect, he's no different than any leader whose job that is. He goes in Nechin Amru, Hahu Gavra Da'achale Arya Berichok Tlasa Parsi Minedar Yeshua Ben Levi, Velo Ishtai Ilio Bahade Tlasa Yomi. So the Gemara tells another story of an individual who was eaten by a lion within three parsos of where Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi lived, and as a result, Ilio Hanavi did not talk with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi for 3 days. Now what's the logic behind there? Ultimately, as a Musar to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, that he should have davened and advocated better on behalf of the people, that such tragic events not occur. So an incredible idea that here you have, so here, which the point that the Ramchal is making from these stories is the responsibility that the leader has, not just simply to learn a lot of Torah or to do a lot of mitzvot or to give shiurim or lectures or things like that, but the responsibility he has to love the people, to advocate for the people. And what's fascinating here is that apparently when something negative occurs, the Ramchal says apparently that is viewed as a failure of leadership in certain respects. that the leader is held responsible, almost saying, why didn't you daven harder? Why didn't you do better? Why didn't you advocate a little bit more aggressively on behalf of Klal Yisrael? It's quite amazing. V'nei kvar be'arnu chalkei chasidus harashim uprateyem mesurim l'chol bar seichel l'chol leiftar. So, he says, at this point in time, so we've gone ahead and we have explained all of the primary parts of chasidus, and their details are given over to every logical person and to every pure heart. To go ahead and go in the right path, the straight path, according to these root concepts that we've discussed, called davar be'ito, each thing ultimately in its own time. So we'll say this is a very important yisod. So Chal says, and this is the end, of course, of Periketes, a very long chapter. So the Chal tells us, I've given you all the information. Now the truth is, have I given you everything? Remember, you can never give someone everything. But I've given you enough that it should serve to you kind of as the spiritual roadmap to be the chassid, to be the pious individual, says the Ramchal. And the rest of it, you can figure out intuitively. And I will say, this, the Ramchal already said this earlier, that the idea, what's the chassid? Remember, again, what's his basic definition? The chassid is the person who understands what the Ratzon Hashem is. He understands what it, from the mitzvot that he has, he understands, okay, I got it. Because of mitzvah A, B, C, and D, I can see God likes this, God doesn't like this. So because I know God likes this, let me figure out how else to build on that which God likes, even if it's things that I'm not commanded with. Because remember, you're going to both say, the mitzvot are an expression of divine will. That's what it is. Rosh Hashanah does not need me to do anything or not to do anything. But when he gives us 613 mitzvot, he says, these are parts of a roadmap. These tell you the things that I want you to do, the things I don't want you to do. But don't just become focused on the action. Represent also this. Think about what the action itself ultimately represents, what midot represents, and build on that. So says the Ramchal, hopefully throughout this midah of chasidus, I have given you the basic roadmap, the basic road markers, and now it is up to us to build on it. Let's begin, even just the first few lines of Parak Chaf. The Mishkal HaChasidus. So writes the Mchal, Kima Shetzarech Leva'er Ata, Hu Mishkal HaChasidus Hazeh. So take a look. Now we have to explain the Mishkal. What does that mean? Look at footnote 1. Mishkal HaChasidus, Kilomar, Shikol Hadas, Hanitzrach LaHachriya, Im V'Ketzad Linhog Be'inyonim Hanovim Memidas HaChasidus. Now I will say, if you remember, and this of course is follow to what we just said before, the hardest part in life is knowing when to apply which Midah, which attribute or which behavior, in which life circumstance. And that is part of chassidus also. You know, just to give you a very simple idea. Let's say I try to be a very generous person, and let's say I go ahead and I decide I give away all of my money. So Chazal said, I'm not allowed to do that. Why? Because even positive attributes have to be framed in some type of normative framework. Otherwise, they end up getting totally out of control. So now that we've established what chassidus is, this next piece we have to figure out is the Mishkal. If you look at footnote number 1, he says, Mishkal HaChasidus Kilomar, Shikol Hadas, Hanitzrach Lachriya, Im V'Ketzad Linog Binyonam Hanov Midas HaChasidus. When? Shikol Hadas, literally to figure out, to think about, and to weigh my options, and to decide when I should be acting with chassidus and when I shouldn't. V'hu Inyon Ikari Ma'od Ma'od. And this is something that is exceptionally important. V'teidah B'MS, Shezohi Amalacha Kasha B'Chasidus. Ramchal writes, to be honest, this is the hardest part of Chasidus. Ki Dakuso Rav, because Rabbi say it is a very precise science. The Yeshli Yetzer B'Davra Hazek Nisa Gidolo, and the Yetzer often sways us one way or the other. Al Kain Nimtzeis Sakanosu Atzuma. Rabbi say, we know this very well. The greatest danger in life is misplaced Chasidus. Because what happens when you have misplaced chassidus? You see it all the time, that people commit sometimes the worst wrongs and injustices against another in the name of piety. Because when I'm acting in a, if I'm a chassid, boy, oh boy, does that give me a license to be pious. I'm going to be pious everywhere. You are going to feel my piety all over, right? So the idea over here is, says Ramchal, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble because when you think you're doing the right thing and yet you're not taking the time to really figure out if I'm doing the right thing in the right way at the right time, you could cause an incredible amount of havoc and difficulty. He says, Al ki nimse sakanas latsuma, ki harbe dvarim tovim yuchal hayetzer l'rachei ki le'imoyim. Because there are many things that the yetzer can distance from us because they look negative. V'harbe chatoim l'karev ki le'imitzos gedolos. And yet, again, there are other types of behaviors that the Yetzer could bring closer and make them look like mitzvah. So the idea is, we're both saying, now that we've defined the parameters of chasidus, now we have to go back a little bit, or go forward a little bit, and try to figure out, ultimately, when to exercise chasidus and when not to. And that, says Zemchal, is going to be the hardest part of this discussion. Right, well, so we'll stop over here. Here's the Shema, pick up on page Reish Yud Aleph on Monday.
Situation.